Thank the Lord for the special song. Always adds to the service.
I'd like to write our thought on the board again this morning.
I'd like to talk about building a house and start out in Proverbs, the 14th chapter. I'm sorry, Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 and verse 3, it says, "Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." Thinking about building a house, of course we're in the project doing that right now. But I'm talking about a spiritual house this morning. And every one of us is building some type of a spiritual house. We're building a walk with God, a relationship with God. Or I know many people aren't, but they're still building. They're building a life. And here it says, through wisdom is an house builded. And by understanding, it is established. I was thinking about how we start out with a plan to build. We usually have ideas that we sketch out on paper, and you come try to figure out how you want things arranged and how you'd like things. And that can be quite a process. But I want to ask us this morning, do we have a vision of what we want our home to look like? You know, just to go start building without some kind of a picture, a plan, where are you going to go? You just go out one day and you feel like putting a wall here, and the next day you put a wall up there, and sometimes you've seen places that look like that, kind of. I've seen roofs that were, I know we went to an auction one time, it was a fairly recent home, but just the way the roof was designed, I could tell it had problems, it was going to leak. And sure enough, when they started auctioning out, said, "Well, we got the leak fixed." But guess what? It's going to leak again. It wasn't built right. Do we have a picture of what we want our house to look like? What we want our family to look like? What we want our marriage to look like? Very important to have a plan. And he said here, through wisdom is an house builded. In other words, it takes a plan, it takes some thought, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to build a house. There's a lot of effort involved. There's a lot more than just what meets the eye. And it's that way spiritually also. The spiritual house that God wants us to have, that He wants us to build, it's going to take some real work on effort on our part. And it's going to cost us some things. But it's very vital for us to have a plan and a purpose. That this is the vision I have. This is what we're working for. When you have a picture, you know about how long the walls need to be. And that's the way it is. I feel like if we can have a good vision of a happy home. I remember as a young child, I went to visit. Got to go to a saint's home, and I was real small. I don't remember how old I was, 6 or 7, but they had family worship in the evening. They got the Bible out, and they read, and they prayed, and that was so foreign to me. But at that young age, I remember thinking, I would like to have a home like that someday. I would like to have a place where we pray together and be together, and the family have a close unit there. But we have to purpose in our heart, and we have to work towards that purpose. But it's so important for us to have a picture and a vision of what we want a home, a marriage to be like, a family to be like. And then we need to work towards that plan to make it, if you work according to the plan, it's going to look like the picture. You know, you take a house plan, when they build it according to the plan, that's the way it looks when they get done. And I believe it's that way spiritually too. If we don't get distracted, and if we don't get sidetracked by the cares of life, and if we don't get, we lose our purpose, it can look like the vision that we had of a happy home. He said, through wisdom is an house builded, and understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all pleasant and precious and pleasant riches. I don't think he's just talking about a literal home here. I believe he's talking about a life. And those rooms, if you want to liken it, can be our relationships with one another. If we invest in those relationships, in those rooms, it can become very pleasant and precious and bring richness into our lives when we do that and we build a home and furnish it. He said, by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all pleasant, precious, and pleasant riches. So the Lord today wants us to build, and He wants us to be willing to work at it. It doesn't come easy. There's expense, there's things involved, and we've got to apply our hearts and our minds to building and seeing the project all the way through. And it's lifelong. You know, you don't get to the place where you stop after 20 years or you just quit. You keep on investing and keep on building, and God will bless. As y'all heard about the Winchester House in California, we went to see that. I believe I took one of my girls with me to see the Winchester House. But it has some unique qualities, but this woman, her husband passed away, and she just started building. She built, it's got weird things in it. I mean, these carpenters, she had a crew, she was wealthy, she was Winchester, that was the guy that had the gun company, Winchester Guns. So she had plenty of money, but she had these full-time carpenters working all the time, and there's stuff going all over the place in there. But she didn't have a plan. She didn't have there's things that are real innate and beautiful, but overall it's just like, wow, it's really strange. Lord, help us today to have a plan. And help us to work towards the plan. And it doesn't mean that the plan is absolutely perfect. You know, when you start out, you find when you get in the project, you realize you need to make adjustments here or there. But if we don't have a plan or a vision of what we want it to be and what we want it to look like, then we're going to have something weird and strange at the end. But the Lord can help us. Another scripture is Proverbs 14:1. He said, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. A wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Is it talking about the sheetrock and the two befores? No. It's talking about the rooms the relationships of her life. And I was thinking so much about what we need in being able to. Another verse I wanted to get is Proverbs 15 and 4. Let's start at verse 1. It says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. And the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." I wonder, it said a foolish woman plucketh down her house, herself. And here it's saying about the tongue, it says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Now when you look up this perverseness, it's talking about the Hebrew word for that was viciousness. Viciousness. There's a breach. When there's a viciousness, when there's hurting words, it means that there's a hole in the spirit. There's a gap. There's a wound there. That's why people do those types of things. That's why they're angry, because there's a deep place, a hurt in their heart and life that hasn't been healed. And it's easy for them to lash out at people and quick to put people in their place. And it's because there's a wound there. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. And another place he mentioned, in verse 2 it says, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." Lord, help us to recognize, help me to recognize the value of encouragement, the value of supporting, the value of strengthening relationships, building the house. And it comes from a wholesome tongue. It gives life when there's encouragement there and support there. But if all there is a viciousness, then it causes trouble. Then I begin to pull down my house. Then I begin to trouble my house. I'm hurting my own house. A foolish woman plucketh down her own house, her own happiness. You know, when we hurt somebody else, we're hurting ourselves. Because I'm not able to receive of what they have to offer. When I tear someone else down, I'm tearing myself down also. A foolish woman plucketh down her own house with her own hands. So Lord, help us today to recognize the need of being able to encourage, to support. In building and framing a house, and that's where I'm at right now, framing the first floor, you know, you can get everything nailed together, the walls, got the interior walls, and you can go and shake that thing. The studs are there, but there's really not much strength to them until you begin to brace it. And that's the way we are in our lives. You know, there can be those there in our lives. They can be there. But if we're not bracing it up, it's wobbly. And it's not able to stand. I found it interesting that this word edify, there's a scripture I want to get, Romans 14 and 19. Let me get that real quick. Romans 14 and 19, he said, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." That word edify means to be a house builder, an architect, to construct. It's to confirm. Have you ever heard the word validate? I imagine most of us have heard that word validate. Do you know we need that in our lives from our parents growing up? We need a validation. It means to support or corroborate on a sound basis. Confirm. It's stabilizing. And we need that for one another. Our words can help stabilize, confirm. The other day, my dad called me and he said, son, it's supposed to storm. You got that thing braced? And I said, he said, well, the wind's supposed to get up 50 miles an hour. And I said, Dad, they've already been 50 miles an hour. They've been blowing all day long. He was out there talking to me and the wind just, it was a blowing. But it's amazing, you take a 2x4, and I didn't really know that. Brother Willie showed us how to do the 2x4 to the concrete, one on each side of the wall. And then when there's ground, you take a 2x4, tie it in, nail it in, and then you run it to the ground, you stake it off. It's amazing the strength that comes from that. I mean, it made a total difference in my wall. I could shake it. Before I stabilized it and braced it, I could shake it and you could see the other end shake all through the house. You stabilize it, you confirm it, and you put some bracing in there, and that thing is strong. It's able to stand. And our lives are that very same way. You know, as people, as humans, all of us need validation. We need encouragement from time to time, one from another. I know wives like to hear their husband say, I love you. Why is that? We told them that on the wedding day. Why do we need to repeat it? To confirm, to validate, to remind, to establish. And it works. And that's what he said here. He said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. That edify us to support and to establish. And we can do that. God can help us to do that. You know, if the Lord helps us to see or recognize we got a weak place in our house, we've got a weak place that the storms are shaking against. We got a place maybe that we've neglected and we failed to. Maybe brace it up like we should. Don't throw your hands up and give up on it. Get some 2x4s. Get some screws and nails and go in there and start establishing and validating that and tying it together. And it can be strong. It can be what God wants it to be. Lord, help us today to recognize how important that is for us in our lives. Seek for the things that edify. He said a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. People find encouragement. They find help. They find strength in it. But if it's always negative, if it's always harsh, overly strong, it's not going to establish, and it's not going to confirm. A foolish woman plucketh down her own house. You know, sometimes we can do things and we really don't realize what we're doing. We can hurt our own houses. Lord, help us today to be able to recognize and to be able to have a strong spiritual house. You know, do you all like home? I like home. It's a place of where I can get rest. It's a place where I don't feel attacked. It's a place that's inviting to me, my home. It's important. And it's important to all of us this morning. Let's work on our spiritual house. When we invest in it and we begin to build, you may not see the benefits right away. Probably see them quicker than what you know, though. But long term, you know, the foolish man, he just went out and he just built the house upon the sand, didn't he? Just something quick, threw it together, didn't cost very much, not very much planning, not much thought, not much work, not much effort. But the wise man, he was careful. He built with knowledge. He built with patience and understanding. He had his mind in it. Let's be encouraged and challenged today to work on our spiritual house, that it can be filled with pleasant riches, places of rest, places of peace, places of quietness, where others can come in and feel relaxed and refreshed. You know, I got the thought that one time Jesus talked about the tree. A man said his faith is as a grain of mustard seed. It grows up. And then after a while he said, all the fowls can lodge in that tree. And I believe that's the way our spiritual house can be. It can be a lodging, a place of strength and help and blessing and comfort to others. If we'll build, and Lord will help us to do that. But let's brace, let's construct. We've got a lot of work to do. I'm spiritually. There's work for us to be done. There's rooms that need some attention. You know, Brother Galen talked about maintenance this morning. He mentioned the word maintenance in Sunday school. What house doesn't need maintenance after you live in it a while? It does. There's places that we can go in and refresh with new paint and do things to make it change the whole atmosphere. Instead of it being a dark, dreary place, just a little bit of paint. I remember reading a story in Family Worship years ago. And it was about this man that he had done a lot for others, but he neglected his own house. And he got saved. His teenage son was on the verge of running away from home. His daughter was getting into trouble. He got saved, and the Lord really made a change in his heart. But you know what he found when he went home? Old, dreary house. Wallpaper was all worn. The rooms were inadequate. Insufficient. The circumstances his wife was working in was not very good. And he purposed in his heart he was going to change it. And he started with his son. His son was away. And they went in and started repapering, decorating, fixed the things that were broken. Put a new carpet by his bed. Put a little stand in there. Put a Bible on it. When the son came home, he found a new, fresh room. And not only that, but he found a new dad. one that was willing to start to work on his spiritual house. And the Lord was able to change things around and made some great changes in the lives. Lord, help us today to focus on our spiritual house, on our own rooms, our own house. You know, the enemy might like for us to get sidetracked and get overly busy, but I feel like when our spiritual house is in order, it's able to be a greater blessing and a help to others. We can't really help that much when our spiritual house is broken down. Let's be encouraged today. A wholesome tongue. Watch our words. You know, it's easy for us as parents. Sometimes we can get a little too negative. Children try hard doing something and just not quite right, didn't do it right. So easy for us to say, well, you should have done it this way. You know what I mean? It's so easy to do those things. Lord, help us to have a wholesome tongue that says, I appreciate the effort you made and that you put into this. It's a big help to us. And do what we can to confirm and establish. It said perverseness in speech is a breach in the spirit. It's because there's things lacking in a person's heart and life. Lord, help us today to be encouraged, to build, and be what God's calling us to be. Pray for me.